This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Pollener Premium Pils, Category 2A German Pilsner. Now, this one's not in the style guidelines, but that's sort of surprising. It's a well-known brewery in Germany. Maybe this is something that hasn't been available too long. I'm not sure. But I wanted to check it out. It's a straw-colored beer. It's sort of pale. It's certainly within the style, but it's... most other examples are a little darker. It's got a tall, pure white head. It's very clear. All that's good. Give it a 3 for appearance. Taking a smell. Hops first. Moderate floral hop aroma. They're spicy and fresh. A little bit of sulfur, I'm assuming from the yeast, because it's fading. Get a medium-low pils malt character. It's sort of bready, clean, lightly sweet, generally clean lager characteristic, no diacetyl, no esters, no DMS. All that's really pretty good. I'm going to give it an 11. Tasting it. Clean pils malt flavor. It's a little bready and grainy, a little lightly sweet, very characteristic of the malt. Medium to medium high bitterness. Probably closer to medium, because it's got a crisp, dry finish, which would tend to accentuate the bitterness if it was any higher. There's a medium noble hop flavor. It's floral and spicy. Clean lager character, nothing off there. A little bit of minerally flavor in the finish. Really liking the balance of this. I mean, the malt is there initially, but the hops take over mid-palate, and you're left with a predominantly hoppy aftertaste, yet it still has a little malt there. I'm going to give it a 17 for flavor. That's very tasty. The mouthfeel. It's between medium light and medium. It's probably right in between. It's got a medium high carbonation. It's smooth but crisp. There's a little bit of mineraliness, but I'm not really getting it as an astringency. No warming. I think all of that's fine, especially that crispness that I get out of it. I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, I think it's a good example. I think it ought to be in the style guidelines and probably will be in the next one. It's a very clean, crisp, pure German malt and hop character. I like that you get the hops in the bitterness and the flavor and the aroma. They seem to be, you know, good noble hops and good German pils malt. The brewing technique is good. It's a clean lager. And it's well attenuated, nice dry finish. The body's not too heavy, makes it very drinkable. It's on the pale end of the style, but it's still in style. It's very good to be able to keep it that light. I guess I just really like the purity of flavors that's got throughout. Good flavors, good balance, good drinkability, good beer. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall, and that's a total score of 45. Beer that scores like that needs to be in the guidelines. So even though it's not in there now, if you pick this up and check it out, I think you'll see it's a good example of the style. So that's the Pollener Premium Pils. It's a Category 2A German Pilsner.